Welcome to the third episode of this podcast. So today, I want to talk about an important personality characteristic to be successful in the long run and to manage anxiety, and that is the ability to relax. So take a moment to ask yourself, are you able to relax and how do you do it? By the term relaxation, it is meant that you are free from anxiety and tension. So some people say that watching Netflix or lying on the couch is their way to relax. And this sometimes can be the case. But in case you can afterwards barely remember what you just watched or what just happened, it is likely that your mind was actually somewhere else. So maybe still at work or worrying. And this is not what I mean with relaxation. As I stated in the first episode, for many people it is difficult to be able to relax. Sometimes I think especially for you as a student, because you have no fixed working hours and nobody tells you that you are off work now. Maybe you have heard of the fight or flight response, meaning that your body automatically develops a physical arousal. This includes an increased heart rate and blood pressure, slowed digestive functioning, increased blood flow to the extremities, increased release of hormones like adrenaline and cortisol, and other responses preparing the body to protect itself from perceived danger and stress. So by that, you prime your body for an action and you are better prepared to perform under pressure. The stress created by the situation can actually be helpful, making it more likely that you will cope effectively with the threat. So if you are writing an exam, this can be helpful for you. But if you constantly stay in that stress response, because you are having a wide range of stresses multiple times throughout the day, due to, for example, your inner pressure to master a task, you may find yourself in a prolonged state of fight or flight, which overtaxes the nervous system and is potentially detrimental to your well-being, and this can lead to decreased immunity and increases in negative emotional consequences like anxiety and even burnout. So, what would be helpful is to be able to manage your fight or flight response. For that, the goal is to trigger your relaxation response of the parasympathetic nervous system. And this can be induced by various techniques that have proven to be effective. It is likely that it can take a while to find the strategy that suits you, but we really strongly recommend you to make some of these techniques a regular part of your study life. This can, for example, mean that in between your working periods and these breaks of 15 minutes, you can do, for example, a 5-minute meditation. For example, one exercise is set a timer for 5 minutes, close your eyes, and imagine you being on vacation. Maybe imagine being at the beach of a nice island, and then try to picture very vividly how it looks like and how you actually would feel. But there are other strategies as well. Meditation, mindfulness techniques, yoga, breathing exercises, autogenic training, and one technique that I would like to try with you right now that is called progressive muscle relaxation. So let me give a little introduction first. Progressive muscle relaxation, according to Jacobsen, teaches you how to relax your muscle through a two-step process. So first, you systematically tense particular muscle groups in your body. And then second, you release the tension and notice how your muscles feel and when you relax them. So this exercise will help you to lower your overall tension and stress level and help you to relax when you are feeling anxious. People with anxiety difficulties are often so tense throughout the day that they don't even recognize what being relaxed feels like. So through practice, you can learn to distinguish between the feeling of a tensed muscle and a completely relaxed muscle. And then you can begin to cue this relaxed state at the first sign of a muscle tension that accompanies your feeling of anxiety. By tensing and releasing, you learn not only what relaxation feels like, but also to recognize when you are starting to get tense during the day. So now we will go through the body, starting with arms, face, back, bottom and legs. Don't pressure yourself putting too much tension on the muscle, so it should still be comfortable. It's not about making it right. And take care not to hurt yourself while tensing your muscles. You should never feel intense or shooting pain while completing this exercise. Make the muscle tension deliberate, yet gentle. If you have any medical issues that would hinder physical activity, don't do it. If thoughts come to disturb you from time to time, do not worry. Just continue with the practice and allow yourself to be calm and steady. If you don't feel comfortable and want to stop the exercise, that's perfectly fine. Just try to count backwards from 4 to 1, stretch yourself and open your eyes. So now, find a comfortable position in your chair. Both feet should be on the ground and your hands should be on the legs. Your head slightly leaning forward. Make sure to relax your face. Eyes half open or loosely closed, lips to a little open, and relax your jaw. And notice your body touches the chair and the feet on the ground. Allow your attention to focus only on the body. If you begin to notice your mind wandering, bring it back to the muscle you are working on. Take a deep breath through the abdomen, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale slowly. Again, as you breathe, notice your stomach rising and your lungs filling with air. As you exhale, imagine the tension in your body being released and flowing out of your body. And again, inhale. And exhale. Feel your body already relaxing. And as you go through each step, remember to keep breathing. Let's start with arms and shoulders. So now, tightly but without straining, clench your fists and hold this position until I say stop. Hold it and release. Now pause for a moment, feeling the difference between the tension and the relaxation. Now, poor arms and feel that build up of tension. You may even visualize that muscle tightening. Hold for a moment and release. Enjoy that feeling of limpness. And remember, breathe in and out. Now, lift your shoulders up as if they would touch your ears. Hold it. And quickly release, feeling the heaviness. Now pause for a moment, feeling the difference between the tension and the relaxation. So now, tighten the muscle in your forehead, by raising your eyebrows as high as you can. Hold it. And abruptly release feeling the tension fall away. And pause and feel the difference. Now, press your lips against each other, feeling your mouth and cheeks tense. Hold. And release, appreciating the softness in your face. Feel the difference. Next, tighten your eye muscles by squinting your eyelids tightly shut. Hold for a moment and release. Feel the difference. Now feel the weight of your relaxed head and neck sink. Breathe in and out, in and out, and let go of all the stress. Now, tighten your buttocks and tighten your thighs by pressing your knees together as if you were holding a penny between them. Hold. And release. Imagine your hips falling loose. And feel the difference. Now, flex your feet, pulling your toes towards you and feeling the tension in your calves. Hold and relax. Feel the weight of your legs sinking down and feel the difference. Imagine a wave of relaxation slowly spreading through the body, beginning at your head and going all the way down to your feet. Feel the weight of your relaxed body. Breathe in and out. In and out. In and out. And now it's slowly time to come back. For that, please slowly count backwards from 4 to 1. And when you're ready, just slowly start to move your hands, maybe turning your ankles in circles, maybe stretching, just like taking your time. And now open your eyes. Visualize the room around you and take note of your surroundings and coming back to the space you are now in. How did you like the exercise? Did it work out that you were able to feel the difference? Thanks for trying anyways. So, in current times, during this pandemic situation, it might happen that insecurities can occur and that important needs for security and orientation are partly missing because conditions changed. We want to dedicate the next and last episode to this topic. But for now, thanks for listening and good luck with relaxation.